Welcome to Torah Imecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Vesser, and today we'll be studying Yechezkel Perek Tet Vav, Chapter 15. To recap Perek Yedaled that we did yesterday, Yechezkel deals with the two-faced leaders of Bnei Israel in Babel who come to him and ask a question. We don't even know what their question is, but they don't get the answer that they were expecting. Instead, they get a rebuke. We're told that Hashem will punish the false prophets. And then we're also told that the tzaddikim of Yerushalayim will be able to save themselves, but not save others. Perek Tet Vav starts a totally different type of perek. It's a short perek, only 8 psukim. And Yechezkel gives us a self-contained mashal, a rhetorical question using a metaphor. This is a device that we've seen before in Tanakh, where the prophet introduces something, doesn't tell the people exactly what he's speaking about, but wants them to learn something from his example, and at the end will explain what he's doing. And that's what Yechezkel does here. He starts off with the following nevuah. Ben Adam, Ma'iya Eitza Gefen Mikol Eitzaz Mora Asher Haya Ba'atzei Hayar. Hashem tells Yechezkel, son of man, ask the following question, and assumingly Yechezkel would ask this to the people around him. What is good about the grapevine better than any other tree that's in the forest? Which is a strange question. I don't know. Is the grapevine better than the oak tree? Is it better than the cedars of Lebanon? It's not better. It's different. And then Yechezkel goes on and explains, it's not good for building things. It's not good to cut down one of the branches and make a yatade, a peg in the wall to hang vessels. So what is it good for? And then he says, the answer really is nothing. It just sits among the trees, not fulfilling any purpose. Now what would happen if this vine, this grapevine that's in the forest, got burnt? Well, then it certainly wouldn't be good for anything. It's weak to begin with, but a burnt vine is even weaker than that. Says Yechezkel, V'hinei la'esh nitan la'achla et shtei kitzotav in Pasuk Dalid. What if it was thrown into a fire? Meaning, could it even be used for firewood? And let's say the two sides of the vine were burnt. First of all, it's not even good for firewood. It doesn't last. But let's say then you would take it out and it was already burnt. Would then it be good for work? V'tocho nichar, and it has this burnt middle. Hayitzlach lemlacha. Could you use it for anything? And obviously here the answer is no. It's even if it's burnt and the two ends of it are burnt, and even if the middle's not, is it profitable for any work? Well, of course not. And this is a rhetorical question. And Yechezkel sets it up like this so people could think about it. Yeah, a grapevine, that doesn't really do much for us. And now Yechezkel tells them the nimshal. Here's what I mean by this. Lachin ko amar Hashem Elokim in Pasuk Vav in verse 6. Therefore says Hashem, Kasher itza gefen ba'itza yar asher nitativ la'esh la'achla kein natati et yoshvei Yerushalayim. There is something that the vine could do, and that is it's flammable. It could spread fire. And that's what I'm going to do for you. It catches fire very quickly because it's so thin. V'natati apanai bahem, says Yechezkel in Pasuk Zayin in verse 7. I'm going to turn my face to you. Meha esh yatza'u. And the fire is going to come out. V'ha esh tochleim. And the fire is going to consume you. V'yadatem ki ani Hashem b'sumi et panai bahem. And you will know that I am Hashem when I turn my face to you and the punishment comes. Looking at this mashal, this rhetorical question, it doesn't really make sense. We started off with the question, is the grapevine better than the other trees? And the answer is no, it's actually much worse than the other trees. It's not good for work. It's not good for making a peg. It only spreads fire. But obviously that's not true. Grapevines are good for grapes. You can't compare a grapevine to an oak tree. You have to compare it to itself. It's supposed to produce a fruit. in order to really understand what Yechezkel is trying to do with this mashal, it's important to understand it perhaps in the context of another mashal, a different, very similar rhetorical device, and that is Shirat HaKerem of Yeshayo, the Song of the Grapevine, a very famous text that may well have been Yechezkel's influence. And Perek Hei of Yeshayo, chapter 5, Yeshayo presents the following story for his listeners to think about. Ashirana liyididi shirato di lakarmo, says Yeshayo. I'm going to sing you a song, a poem about my friend and his vineyard. Kerem hayale yididi b'keren ben shemen. My friend had a vineyard in Keren ben shemen. Vayikav la'asod anavim. My friend expected to get grapes. Vayaz b'ushim. But he ended up with sour grapes. And Yeshayo goes on and develops this mashal. And he talks about how hard his friend worked to make the vineyard great. He did everything for it. He took out the stones and he built a fence. He hoed it. He really cared about this kerem. And it didn't produce the grapes that it was supposed to produce. And in frustration, Yeshayahu says, "Omala soto lekarmi velo asitibo. What could I possibly have done more for my vineyard? And I didn't do it. Madua kiviti la soda navim bayas pushim. How could it be that I thought I would get grapes? I deserve to get grapes. And how could it be that I got sour grapes?" And then he turns to his listeners and says, "Shiftuna, benu ben karmi. Who's right, me or my vineyard? Am I right that I expected to get grapes? Or is the vineyard right that it brought out sour grapes?" And clearly this is something that made a huge impact on people. They were farmers at the time. Vineyards were very important and expensive. We see that from the story of Kerem Navot, where Navot has a vineyard that Achav wants to buy. We speak about Kerem Hayale Shlomo. Shlomo had a vineyard. Grapes are the fruit that the Meraglim brought out from Eretz Yisrael. Vineyards are expensive because grapes make wine. And at the end, Yeshayo says to his listeners, "Ki kerem Hashem tzvakot beYisrael, the vineyard of Hashem is bnei Yisrael. You are my vineyard. The ish Yehuda natasha shuav. The people of Yehuda are the ones who planted its roots. Vayikav lamishpat. And here's what I wanted. I wanted justice. You were supposed to be a model society. Your grapes are your justice. But instead, v'hinei mispach, I got injustice. Litzdaka, I wanted righteousness. Behinei tza'aka, and I got screams. You, Bnei Yisrael, have a mission in this world, and your mission is to be a model society that will do tzedek and mishpat. And if you remember, this is the mission of Avraham Avinu. This is why Avraham Avinu was chosen. This is why Hashem wants a model nation. And you almost had it. You were my vineyard. I did everything for you. I put you in the best land and I gave you all this help. And instead of creating the model society, you created the opposite of a model society. And therefore, says Hashem, I'm just going to break down all of my protections. And instead of helping you, I'm going to punish you. And now understanding Yechezkel's mashal, it doesn't make sense because there's no grapes involved. A vine with no grapes, what is it good for? Well, the answer obviously is nothing. But a vine with grapes, it's one of the most important products. It's everything. It's the best use of your land. That's why Yeshayo chooses it as a model for Bnei Yisrael. Yechezkel saying, you've gone much further than that. You're a grapevine. Forget even sour grapes. You have no grapes. And therefore, you have no purpose anymore. You're not fulfilling your destiny as a nation. Your society that you've created is one of violence, of injustice, one where people hurt the poor, don't take care of the poor. And using this rhetorical device for them to think of themselves as a grapevine with no fruit, Yechezkel is trying to get the people to look inward and to think about the punishment that would come, the punishment that Yeshayahu spoke about in Mashal HaKerem, the punishment that will come to them. Because grapevines with no fruit, if they catch fire, they spread the fire so quickly. I'd like to focus now on one of the phrases that Yechezkel uses to describe Hashem's punishment of the Jews in Pasuk Zion. V'natati et panai mehem. I'm going to turn my face to you. Meha esh yatzo. The esh is going to come out. The fire. V'ha esh tochlem. The fire will consume them. V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. Yechezkel's famous phrase. You will know that I am Hashem. V'sumi et panai behem. When I turn my face to you. This idea of Hashem turning his face comes up twice in this pasuk. It sounds like it should be a positive phrase, Hashem turning his face, but in Tanakh it's actually the opposite. It's also a very uncommon phrase, and it has an interesting usage in Tanakh. It only comes up here and a handful of times in Sefer Vayikra as an introduction to Hashem saying he will punish different people with karet, the worst punishment, which is cutting off from Hashem and the Jewish people. This severe punishment in Vayikra is saved for the worst of the idolaters, those that sacrificed their children to the Moloch, those that turned to the Avot and Yedonim, the dark magicians, as part of their idolatry, and those who eat blood. The only time it is used, not in the context of a specific punishment, is, predictably for Yechezkel, you can already guess, Parshat Bechukotai, where Hashem details the punishments that will happen if you turn away from him. And the pasuk in Vayikra Kavav Yud Zayin, chapter 26, verse 17, says, V'natati panai bachem, I will turn my face to you, v'negaftem lifnei oivechem, you will fall before your enemies, u'rdu bachem son'echem, the people who hate you will rule over you, v'nastem, and you will run away, v'ein rodefechem, it's going to be so bad, people aren't even chasing you, and you're running away. This idea that's developed in Bechukotai is again central to Yechezkel's message. Hashem is ready to look at you and see what you deserve. It is a word of Midat HaDin, of Hashem's use of justice. He is not being unfair. You were warned many times, but now Hashem is picking up the rug and seeing what you're really like. And it makes sense that Yechezkel would use this phrase in the context of this parak. This parak is about the vine with no grapes. In light of Yeshayahu's mashal, it's clear that Hashem is turning and examining Bnei Yisrael with justice and to see that they actually have no justice in their society. Have they fulfilled their purpose? The answer is clearly no. Instead of a model society, they've become a society of injustice. They are a vine with no grapes. They've completely lost their way. Yechezkel is the tzofeh. He is the watchman. His job is to tell what is coming and to testify and be part of the justice system himself, that when the punishment comes, you know that it is deserved. So just to recap this parak, Yechezkel uses a mashal, a rhetorical device, that like a ma'aseh simli, like a symbolic action, is designed to cause people to stop, to take note, and think for themselves, and lay down their defenses. Yechezkel wants the people to re-examine if they've been fulfilling their sacred mission, to be an Or LaGoyim, a model nation that follows in the way of Avram Avinu, that will create a good society of justice. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilo Nishmat Barba Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.